Are you getting levels? Like, is it moving up and down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hello. Welcome back to our second episode of Fridays with Ian. Ian, how you doing today?
You know what? I thought today was going to be a little sluggish, but I got up, printed an assignment, finished it off this morning, and I'm feeling great.
That's great.
The volleyball Army Invitational is today. I'm looking forward to that.
All right. If you're wondering where we were last week, we were not here because we were in a very specific spot. But before we get into that, we have a new guest. Jim Schultz is not here yet. It's very offensive, I'm not going to lie. But it's okay because we have Greg Sutton back.
Whoop, whoop, dip, dip, Dave, chip.
I don't like that song. I like this one.
What song is that?
Put your headphones on.
No.
This is the YouTube audio library.
Heck yeah.
Anyways, so we were not here last week. I think we should just jump right in here because we were at a very special place.
Yeah, we were.
Where were we?
It was close.
We were probably gonna have a show. I ruined that. I'll tell you in a second. But last weekend, we were getting ready for the Mid-Atlantic Emmys in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
I got chocolate wasted. No,
Ian,
seriously.
Did get chocolate wasted.
I got chocolate. Like, everything's chocolate there. I was chocolated
out. Even the
out.
Shampoo.
Yeah, shampoo. The
has
sheets.
Cocoa in.
The sheets in the lodge have Hershey Kisses on them.
Yeah, the like pillows have embossed huge Hershey Kisses on them.
Yeah.
We all got a chocolate bar when we walked in.
Yeah.
The soap smelled like chocolate.
It did.
Insane.
It was. I mean, I'm not surprised. We are in Hershey.
We are in Hershey.
So RMU TV, I think we mentioned this on the first show, was nominated for
four
productions in three categories. RMU, Colonial Sports Network brought home the Emmy for, they thought they call them Emmys, but they called them Emmys, so I'm calling it an Emmy.
Yeah.
Because it's a stupid, we got the student production award, professionals get the real Emmys, but they called
it
Emmy.
They called it an Emmy.
Said
our president called
it
an Emmy.
They said the Emmy goes to, and they gave it when we won, so it's an Emmy. For our live sports broadcast against Bryant last January or February.
Sure, man. What else?
So, very proud of that. Dedication goes up to, the wonderful students we have here, faculty, the support we get from the university. So that was a humbling moment. My name was not on there specifically, but I was on the Holy Cross game, but like we lost, like Army won.
Same
like,
thing, Army.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, same thing.
When they announced it, they were like,
no,
the Emmy goes
be
to
yeah.
Robert Morris, and they were like, which one?
And then they played the basketball
yeah.
game. But like
same thing.
Yeah, like I can't be mad. Like it's
no.
a great
I was
honor
little...
and I sat in the truck that game. So
yeah. You can.
How was that?
Yeah. Our 4.5 hours of election night coverage did lose to some puppies.
Yeah, puppies, but it was also seeing eye dogs.
It was, but we did 4.5 hours.
True. You're right. And
pull
then,
up a chair, Jim. Jim finally just came in.
And then, and you also want to get a mic, too. And then, or headset. And then,
get a headset.
And then we also, Alec Bunciaga's.
You can't reach the top shelf.
Our Hockey at Heinz feature lost to Penn State, who filmed in Greece. So they had the whole scenery thing
they
going.
They had that one in the bag.
But
Greece.
Yeah, that's...
So this summer we're going to go to Greece and film puppies.
Sam and I though, seriously, though, Morgan, we...
I know, I got invited on this trip.
Yeah, we have stories to film in Greece with the Greece pipeline, the RMU.
Yeah,
we literally have a story... I'm just missing the $775 it takes to get on a plane to go to Greece.
You also have to count in hotel.
And funding and everything.
I think we should just get
hours
to pay for it.
But
straight up,
if you do it as like a homeless package, like you want as a starving artist to do that package.
We should all be starving artists for the week.
Because you sacrificed everything to do it.
You're not wrong. But I'm going to get to... Before we went to Hershey, and the
yeah,
main
Ian
reason
has some issues. I'm gonna put on some inspiration.
The main reason why we weren't here last week because I literally had a crisis. So 2 weeks ago, before classes started, I got fitted for my tux at Men's Warehouse. You're gonna love the way you look, not so. I went last week.
You're gonna love the way you look
on Thursday. Needless to say, my tux didn't fit. The shoes fit. That was about it. My parents were there because they're paying for it. And obsessive thing with moms. They want to be there for everything. So okay, that's fine. My mom turned red, fiery, and
fiery.
Yeah, because the whole thing didn't fit, and it was like, what are we gonna do? Because I had to come back to campus for Colonial Sports Center. So we called Tuxedo Junction, said they couldn't help us near the mall, and which is Robinson. And what actually was the worst part was Men's Warehouse didn't really care.
Yeah, it sucks.
And my mom was like, this is messed up. Like, this is, like, this can't be. And the one guy, who wasn't the Tuxedo guy, but he was one of the, I don't know if he was a manager, but he was one of the consultants there. He was like, well, fix it. We kind of raised his voice at my mom. And it was like, bro, like, you're already,
you messed up.
Yeah, like, you're already, corporate's already digging you out of a situation, probably. And then you're going to, like, this is when this gets terrible, like, a crisis happens on your end. Because then, you know, obviously I put it on Facebook. People see that and stuff. But then, the only thing about Men's Warehouse is...
They messed up Dakota's, too.
Yeah, and then there was a guy there who was getting fitted for his tux for his wedding on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Messed up.
Oh, geez.
So he was actually thinking about probably just wearing his suit. His brother, who was his best man, his tux got sent to Jacksonville. And obviously with Irma coming up right on that time last week, no way was it going to get there. Like, we can get here next week. And they're like, well, tell me how that's going to work. Because
yeah.
The wedding's Saturday. So his best man didn't have a tux. Wofford had problems. Those were easy because his tux, they just had to let him out. But it's like, think of Men's Warehouse is, if they mess it up, they don't have any backups. Like, they don't have any, like, thing with Tuxedo.
That's the whole point of Men's Warehouse.
And rentals though, you can't cut because
mm-hmm.
they're a rental.
Mm-hmm.
But I got pants there for my, like dress pants. Fine. They do well on that, but never go there for a tux. So I went to a place, Jack's Tuxedo. They have a few locations closer to my house, two by my house. Went there. But we went to the warehouse where they have 90,000 tuxedos.
Oh, wow.
So he was at options, different sizes. And then I felt special because the guy said, sure, come on in. I can get you a tux within an hour. You'll be on your way.
Mm.
But then he goes and says, yeah, people always come in here like Saturdays of events, Fridays, and like get their tuxes. I fix their tuxes from Men's Warehouse. So,
jeez.
Yeah, so moral of the story is don't go to Men's Warehouse for a tux. Especially if you're a bigger person.
There was, do you guys remember it was on the news? There was like that wedding dress store that closed.
Yeah, right by my house.
Yeah.
Right by Monroeville.
All the brides that like either, if they already paid, if their dresses had not already been sent to the seamstress, they were out of luck.
Yeah.
Because they went bankrupt.
I knew somebody.
So did I.
Two people got dresses from there for one wedding,
mm-hmm.
and the bridesmaid got a dress, but the bride did not.
Yeah, the girl that I know that got screwed there, her dress was luckily sent to the seamstress like an hour before they went bankrupt.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, wow.
If you ordered a dress from there, like, they should have, like, they should, like...
They can't, though.
I know,
money.
Like...
Yeah, I know,
they should
it
have,
sucks.
Like, yeah, it sucks.
It's
like,
awful.
They should
so
have to send you a dress
there
somehow.
Was, like, 10 other wedding dress stores that all were offering brides giant discounts. If they had a problem at that store and they didn't have their dress, they could go there and, like, they saved them. Or they literally let them just, like, rent out a dress for free for the day. Sucks!
So, yeah, that's that.
Jim,
how
are you? Where were you?
I'm good. there was actually an accident on the parkway, which woke me up. So it was like a 3-car collision. So that was fine. So yeah, that's why I'm late. But I'm good. How's everyone's week?
Fine.
Greg's.
Greg's making obscene gestures.
A lot of people are sick.
Yes, Sam Anthony has the
90%.
He's feeling good enough.
Well,
no,
he's
I think he had the 24-0.
He
said,
I was sick,
yeah.
And then I'm now fine.
Yeah,
like,
I was
really fine now.
Monday and Tuesday...
Everyone that went
Sunday night was in my throat.
Yeah, it was my throat.
No, seriously, it was everybody that went to Hershey.
Literally, like, Nick was sick, Wofford was sick, I was sick, you were sick, Dylan
okay,
was
so
sick.
You guys started it all. You guys are patient
yeah.
zeros.
No, did you?
Yeah,
there was an article, it was like, shut up, Jim. Everyone in, like, the tri-state area was either experiencing flu or allergy-like symptoms without having the flu or allergies. So doctors were careful because they didn't want to diagnose the wrong thing.
That's
less
weird.
Than, like, a week for everybody, and nobody knows what happened.
Hmm. Oh, lovely.
This one's called Beta Love.
Who's ready for homecoming?
I have to work.
Oh, yeah. You guys
work
have
for
to
the
work.
Team, and they all have to broadcast.
Yeah, I'm on a radio show tomorrow, and then 12:30, Logan Carney asked me to be on a show.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're broadcasting the game at 3
yeah.
o'clock.
After that?
Yeah.
Is anyone here going to the dance?
After that, we're...
I probably won't be going
no.
to the dance, but...
Same. We're all going to Concord 406 Gym. Stop on by.
I might make a guest appearance.
Make a guest appearance.
Any other news, Larry? And do you want to take a break? And
should we take five?
Yeah, we'll take a break. Right now, when we go in the break, can you play Taylor Swift's
"Look What You Made Me Do"?
No. 22.
Oh, sure.
Because I'm tying that into something.
It's not your birthday.
Or can you make it the last song for when we come back from break?
I can just do it right now.
Okay, do it now, and then we'll come back after this song, because well, you'll see. I think Jim knows where I'm going.
I know where he's going.
Yeah.
Is it your birthday?
No. Just play a song.
Whose birthday?
It's not a birthday.
I'm 25, so.
You're old.
Because the Indians won 22 straight
games.
Oh,
okay.
Which is ridiculous. I'm doing a speech on
they
that.
They were going to lose last night. Like, and then they, oh, it was incredible, dude.
I'm writing a speech.
They were down to their last out, like,
last
strike. Last
strike.
Yeah.
And they won.
That's like what baseball dreams are made of.
That was a playoff experience last night. Like, literally, that was a playoff game for them last night. Like,
they've already clinched, which is ridiculous.
Exactly, it was typical Jim being late.
Is he listening?
Probably.
Yeah, no. I have this three-car pileup. I was like, what is this? Like, I got right on the parkway, and it was terrible.
Uh-oh. I don't know about
you. I was playing a new show.
I'm feeling 22.
Just the judgmental looks coming out of those eyes. It's like, what happened to my mic? It's just missing.
Yeah, where's the other mic at? It's just gone.
Oh, next second.
Bastard.
To record voiceovers.
Fucking cock.
So Jim, what's happened this week?
Woo-hoo! I don't know.
I brought up the thing with like Shane, that and like Zach was like, we're full. So I didn't even want to push it. But then Res Life sent us that email. It was like, one guest per person.
We have
like,
Rashad and
Matt. Yeah.
Wait. Do I have to sign something? Because I'm staying over.
Are you staying? No, we'll sneak in.
Oh, Rashad's coming up tonight. Or tomorrow.
I think.
Whatever.
I was like, wait, is he sleeping?
Are they coming?
I was like, yeah.
I don't know what she's doing. She said she might come, but she might just not stay. She'll like go to the tailgate.
Well, that was Robert. That was Rob.
Uh-oh. Wait, who else is staying at your apartment?
I don't know about
no,
you.
Zach just didn't want
the
man.
Yeah, Zach was quickly to be like,
be
oh, okay. Well, yeah, no.
That's not like if it was just Cheyenne, then yeah, but like, Bradley, I don't know. I asked
he
if
he
was going
to
get trouble. Yeah. I think with the higher alcohol
price,
they're doing grooming
sessions.
Yeah, but like, half of them were all like, just be safe. RCA got fired. He was in his room during his on-duty hours.
Where was he?
I know that guy!
Not on duty.
he was house-sitting for his sister.
That sucks.
It feels like one of those nights.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of beer, but we already have like 30 rack. But I won't.
Because I was going to buy a 30 rack of Yingling.
Oh, maybe Yingling. You coming up tomorrow? Okay.
I have to coordinate with the one.
Yeah, I asked if he's coming up tonight. I mean, we'll probably booze tonight.
I have to, my aunt's in town from Arizona, she's like 84, and it's probably the last time she's coming in before she dies, so.
Yeah, but 84's not that old.
I had to, my mom's like, oh, aren't you going to see, I mean, I can come up later tonight.
Yeah, we're probably.
I mean, because they're probably not, if they get there early, then I can probably leave my house around 9.
Hey, you got the volleyball game today at 6:30? I think Sam's going with Shayla. Okay. Hey, 2 weeks I'll probably need to go with you guys, because I'm going to the moon.
Do you still need a beer run?
Yeah. We have a lot, but like...
I think me and Mike are making a cigar run tonight.
What?
I think me and Mike are making a cigar run.
Oh, really? When?
Shit.
Like, where?
I don't know.
You going home?
No.
Dude, I'm going to go with you.
You got the snuff stack?
I think I might go to the one by Robinson.
Oh, Oh, Jarnigans. They're good.
Let's go, dude.
I don't know what Jimmy goes to. You can run into James.
Let's go. I want to go.
All right.
All
right. Wait,
wait,
go. We got one more song.
No!
Can we jump some Macklemore? Oh my lord, not this song.
That's when they tied the game last night. Bottom of the
night.
Oh, we need to talk about PJ Watt going full Goldberg from WWE on that receiver, on that lineman last night. He speared him just like Goldberg did.
Oh, what did I do?
There's notification.
You
because
mean,
JJ Watt just went. JJ Watt just went full Goldberg on,
you mean
on that lineman.
The goalie from Mighty Ducks.
No, Goldberg's WWE wrestler.
No, he's a monster truck driver.
Isn't Goldberg like a thing in like
it's a TV show too?
Yeah.
Goldberg. Yeah. Dude, that's a great show. Oh fuck, I'm
not even cut my hair and change my name. That's about redneck part of the song. Like you can sing that right now, it's fine.
I love listening to Lover sing
people
back.
It's
so
entertaining. They all stay skinny as we just won't eat now. Hey, you're in the coolest spots. In the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up dead. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
Hey, I wanna be a rock star.
I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. I ain't body guys that like to beat up assholes.
That's not appropriate.
We're in college, you can't say asshole, but yeah, you should bash.
So now I'm in mode trying to convince my dad to buy me an iPhone 8.
Good luck with that.
Go for the 10.
No, fuck that.
Just hold out for the 20.
My mom's going on her casino weekend this weekend, so.
Where's she going?
Mount Air.
Yeah.
They have a gun bash.
I'm trying to buy a tattoo.
Trying to buy a tattoo.
Do you
want to
get tattoos?
I gotta have money for a mortgage.
I want to get tattooed. I want to get Sam on my ass. Not my ass. He deserves better than ass. Like my back. I'll get Jim on my
stamp.
Ass.
You don't need a tramp.
I'll
get
Jim on my
face.
Ass.
Get it because he's bald and his head looks like a
bunchy. Oh, I should get a tramp stamp of Sam on my back.
That's what I just said.
He's
just
a
tramp
though.
Get his signature.
You're a tramp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a teacher in ninth grade who bent over, he saw a tramp stamp.
Was it he?
No, she.
Oh, I was gonna say, like, that's not good.
Hey, I got a shout out from 12 teachers on Facebook.
I saw that.
Dude.
That was cool.
I came back with like a really mushy, like.
Yeah, I saw that too.
But honestly, though, like, that's what they want to hear. It's like, don't forget about
so
everything that's going on. Hey, man, the girls want it.
Hopefully,
we're not recording.
I said, because he wanted them to touch them.
Hey, man, the one teacher was hot. I love touching.
Another sex scandal with a former student.
That's not a sex scandal, though.
It'd be okay now. He's out of school.
Right.
Yeah, I can follow him on Facebook and Twitter now.
Yeah, you could have followed him on Facebook and Twitter 4 years ago.
Not now. I could. I did actually. The one I did. I had a teacher's number because he would text about like meeting for like shoot like for live sports stuff. So like, hey, we're like.
I think I'm the only
not
4:30,
4 o'clock
around here that didn't have a live sports like thing in high school.
We did.
We had nothing like that.
Okay, I was gonna say
we had
morning
announcements.
Like,
we had morning announcements.
We had morning announcements. Okay.
All right, Ian.
Ian, this is your moment.
All right. All right, so 22, I don't know if you caught on, but, and then, I don't think she knew this, but Morgan played Rockstar by Nickelback, and
it was not intentional in the way.
And it said, you know, the ball of the ninth, you're losing. Well, for the Indians, Cleveland Indians last night, ball of the ninth, two outs, you're down to your last strike, and Lindor hits one off the wall, I thought it was going to get caught,
Oh,
they
yeah.
kept showing that
he misjudged that
the Royalists,
like by centimeters of a like centimeters.
They
centimeters.
Broke the modern day era because I think the 1921 Cubs had 26 wins. So the modern day longest winning streak, 22 games. They acted like they wanted to play like a World Series last night. But I want to talk about this though, guys. I mean, hey, Cleveland are not impressive. I mean, Cleveland. I'll tell you what, like Cleveland is not as bad as a city is. I don't even call them a Pittsburgh rival. Because we just kick their butts and everything. But especially with the Browns. Browns aren't a rival to the Steelers.
Except for baseball.
Oh, yeah. But we don't really play them in baseball. So, but here's the thing, though. Greg and probably have more of a say. Just because Greg and I are big baseball guys. If the Indians don't win the World Series, is this 22-game win streak irrelevant?
No, not at all. I mean, it's an amazing stretch. It's broken records. It's broken their franchise record. It's broken the modern day record. It's not irrelevant at all. I mean, it's a long stretch.
In for the room. Did you guys ever see Moneyball?
Yes.
Remember that
yes.
scene where Jonah Hill's like talking to him? He's like, "You just won like all these games." Right? He's like, "Well, what does it matter?"
Sure.
Yeah. But
well, they got themselves in great in the standings because.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't as good as last year, but this 22 games, I'll pull up the rankings,
they're,
standings right now.
Yeah, I think they're like 91
but like,
46,
yeah,
or 56. I
like,
think.
They, this 22 games has really helped them
yeah,
push their way up into the
they've
standings.
They've already clinched the playoff break.
Because they were looking in, but
not as in as they
but
are
not
right
as
now.
They
See,
not as they were. So we have it here. They're first in the AL Central, 91-56, and Minnesota is right behind it with 77-69, probably not a playoff team. I'll pull up the wild cards looking. So Cleveland's the top seed. Cleveland passed Houston, who's been dominating all season long. Houston's 88-58. Boston's third with 83-63. It looks like right now, if the playoffs would start today, Yankees and Minnesota would actually be in. They would be in the wild card. So really, really impressive. And this is you know, a lot of people hate on the city of Cleveland. You know, the Browns get beat up every single day of their lives. The Cavs with their drama and everything, and with you know the Kyrie situation. The Indians are great for a city. For a city that gets destroyed in sports, has that bad reputation of it being like a dirty city. No one wants to go to Cleveland. But the Indians are good for baseball, and they're good for sports in general.
Absolutely. And back to that topic of it, like this win streak being irrelevant, you can't call it irrelevant because it did take them like higher into the standings and like in a matter of 22 days.
It put them
in the first
in the AL.
Yeah, they jumped up into the first and within a month.
Within a month.
That's
yeah,
unheard of in the game of baseball without
a
win.
It doesn't matter if they don't win. It doesn't matter if they don't win the World Series because someone who didn't win 22 games in a row could come in and knock them out. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's a great achievement.
I think they
yes,
need to lose.
But they, if they don't win,
they
it's
lose
all
soon.
For nothing.
Yeah.
I mean.
Also, do you want to put it this way, though? They have been busting their butts to get these 22 wins, battle back like last night. That takes a toll on you.
Right, exactly. I mean, having a streak of anything is hard.
Because you look like Houston and them, they've been Houston, and then we'll talk about the Dodgers. I don't know what the current is now, but they lost like 12 straight.
True.
Like, I mean, their team kind of got relaxed a little bit. So, you know, that's the thing. The Indians got hot, and the teams that were already unofficially clinched playoff spots have been, you know, slowing down a little bit because it is September. They've been playing since
right. I mean,
March.
I mean, a lot of them,
in spring ball.
Tired at this point. And
it's a long season. They play
I mean, it's a shame
6 days a week.
If this would have happened right before playoffs, right in October, I think it would
you're
have been
right
what, you're very impressive. I think now it came too early.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're just going to die out in the playoffs. I believe that. I think there's no way they can continue this.
Yeah.
Which is the one thing that if you don't win the World Series, it's all for nothing. I think you basically burned yourself out too early.
So this brings up a song right now, hearing the word remember. So, but, so Greg saying you will remember this if they don't win the World Series. And Jim said you won't remember this, essentially, if you wouldn't.
You'll remember it. I just don't think.
I was going to say, like, there's no way you're not going to remember the 22 games.
I don't know.
It doesn't
mean anything.
The coaches and them, they're going to be happy they had it, but if they lose.
For a team that was probably going to make the playoffs anyway, secures them a spot faster than it would have.
Right, so that's the thing.
They
basically went out and did their job.
See, my thing is, they were competitors last
year.
Especially,
though, their job is to win.
But they were competitors last year. I mean, they went to the World Series. They lost to the Cubs.
Right.
But
when they
probably should
have won.
But the thing is, it shows that they're still irrelevant and don't like
something.
They're relevant and a very good team still to, like, this day. Like, they didn't lose any momentum from last year.
Oh, right. No,
and that's what I'm
yeah.
saying. Like, it's very
but they
relevant.
Did lose
they,
momentum from last year because they didn't
it'll be, okay,
start as hard.
Let me change what I'm trying to say here. It's going to be relevant if they make it to the World Series. This is going to be a big part if they make it to the World Series. That's when it's going to be relevant. If they don't make it to the World Series, that's when it becomes irrelevant.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
So if they make it to the – even if they don't win, if they make it again to the back of the World Series, that's when it becomes relevant.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it stays relevant.
But also, though, I want to point out the guy that got the winning hit last night, Jay Bruce. They got him from the New York Mets for – nothing for like a single A big prospect that who cares, he's in a single A. Like what the heck were the Mets thinking? Like what, like, I mean, they stole Jay Bruce and then he's come up big. I mean, take a note, Pirates. This is how you this is how you play a game. I'm going on a rant now. This is how you
oh,
this is what
Son.
The game's
I'm
about.
A backup.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you finish.
So back in 2013, what did the Pirates do in August and September? They went out and got Marlon Byrd and Morneau to make that final push to make the playoffs. And then they made the wild card game 3 years in a row, and the franchise is satisfied with that. And now look at the past 2 years. They've done nothing. They've lost. They finished under 500. This year, at the trade deadline, they were two games back from first place in the division. What'd they do? Absolutely nothing. They say they're saving all this money, and we never see it apply.
It's going to get the seven springs.
This is how you run a team, Bob Nutting. Like any other team does. You see, the Indians went out and got a player who they thought could help them get to the playoffs, and that's what he's been doing. You're just sitting on your butt. The fans are telling you a message, and you're not doing anything. I hope you lose money in this. And I hope you lose respect because you are not doing your job. Your hands are tied with Neil Huntington. Let the GM do his job and you do your owner job and stop being thick. If you don't want to be here, sell the team to Mark Cuban, who's going to buy it off you. But no, you want to keep it for your kids who are in elementary school. Baseball's not for you. You run a good seven springs. Do that. Sports are not for you. Get out.
Okay. On that very aggressive note... I think Ian's.
Is anyone appreciating my background?
I
music?
Do.
God dang it.
I do. But Ian's blood pressure is through the roof right now.
Thank you for not swearing during that entire
what were
thing.
We gonna, what were we? I feel like I was going to say something before all that started, though.
I hope you know my frustration because it's ridiculous how this team is run.
Oh,
no,
I was going to say about
it
how.
It is
like,
awful.
You mentioned Moneyball.
It's embarrassing.
That's what it made me think.
The guy that, like, I can't remember his name, the guy that, like, that's based on. Actually said
Billy
how
Bean?
That's the guy, Billy Bean, said about how impressed he was with the Cleveland Indians and how they did it because, like, it's the same strategy
it's
he
the
used
same
in the
pitch.
Yeah,
and
look
how
many they just won all those games.
Yeah, exactly. And he said how, like, it's amazing, like, it still works.
And do you know how good it felt in 2013? I mean, I was a senior in high school at that time. When
he was so young,
when, like, it felt good, they went out and they did what they needed to win. They got Marlon Byrd, they got Justin Morneau. Pittsburgh was a winning baseball city, and now they're satisfied going over 500. They're satisfied with three straight wild card. Yes, they made it to the National League Division Series against the Cardinals, which if Marte and Neil Walker didn't go like over 30-something in that series, they would have went to the NLCS. And this city would have went nuts after 21 straight losing seasons or whatever it was. So, I mean, now they're satisfied. I mean, people kept going, but now people aren't going. You know, those seasons, they were average. We talked about this with Dr. Brandvold in my Management Principles in Sport class. I think that's what it's called. sport management class how they were averaging 30,000 fans a game, and now they may get 20,000. Like,
that's the other thing is that I went to the game Labor Day, and everyone's off on Labor Day.
Yeah, I was there.
Right?
No one was there.
We won 12-0, and you would have thought that, you know, and it was a great game. It was the best game I've ever been to.
It was embarrassing.
That did not open my eyes until I went to visit Sam, and I went to Fenway, and I saw how packed that stadium is, and I was like,
That team can be 0-161, and they'll still have... Well, Boston's hurting himself since it's trouble,
though. Speaking of
which,
can we talk about that banner that they dropped over the
Yeah,
that was bad.
Racism as American as baseball.
That is bad.
Because that reflects on, like, the whole city of Boston.
You see, we don't need
it
you
reflects
in this
on the whole country.
That's
not fun. I mean,
that's not funny.
And
the fact of
that
is, you also paid that much money for those seats just to drop that banner to be kicked out as soon as you dropped it. Like, was that important to you? Think about how much money seats on the Ivy are.
Because no one stood up and was like, good job. Everyone was like, that was dumb. Why did you do that? It was not for
fans that already for what they did to Adam Jones back in April, calling him names and throwing stuff at him. I mean,
it's not looking
like that
good.
Reflects on all of
it's
them.
Not looking good for them.
It's not
I
looking
mean,
good for a team that.
And
he's very dominant
yeah.
in the sport of baseball.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's they're always, they seem like they're always there. Great fan base. I mean, when you think of baseball, honestly, you probably think of two teams. New York Yankees and three teams. New York Yankees, Boston Red Sox, and the Chicago Cubs. Those are three teams that come to mind.
I'm definitely a Marlins guy, but I don't know about you.
So irrelevant. Like my friend TJ.
They're
just so irrelevant. They have really nice uniforms and a nice
going.
Ballpark, and they're owned by a great guy now named Derek Jeter. Have you ever heard of him? But, he's one of their many owners now.
Wow,
but, like,
really?
Yeah, that sign was made me sick to my stomach because, you know, I mean, honestly, we don't need
there
you.
There was
in
not
this
a
country.
Single person that was like,
thought that
yeah,
was funny.
That was right. Like, that,
yeah.
I still remember the first Pirate game I ever went to. It was when, like, I was little and Barry Bonds was finally, like, allowed on the field again. Shut up.
That's more relevant.
And some guy dropped a banner that said Barry Bonds, but the B in Bonds was turned sideways, so like butt cheeks, and they had a needle going into it. And they were like, roll it up. So the guy was like, all right, I'll roll it
you
up.
See, that's kind
and
of
then
fun.
He put it down again. They were like, leave. And my dad was like, wow, this is a great first time for you. And I'm like six, and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's actually, like, funny.
Yeah.
And it was,
like,
and it was
like
relevant
this
at the
was
time.
Just not
because
okay.
it was so
this
obvious.
Wasn't even funny.
It was so obvious that Barry Bonds, the Barry
time.
Bonds, the Barry Bonds shot up. Like,
yeah. This was just bad and not reflective well.
Like, why? Like, what goes to your, like, we don't need you. Boston doesn't need you, and honestly, this country doesn't need you. Like, get out. Because like,
people are there to have a good time. They're there to kind of,
kids
like,
are there.
Right.
Like,
I mean
that's what I mean.
They
like,
don't
think about how many children were there.
Baseball is like a kid-friendly sport. You always see a ton of kids there. Like, you don't see the Steelers having kids' day. You see the Pirates having kids' day.
Yeah, right.
So it's like...
Yeah.
No,
it's
just...
Baseball's
a family
sport. Yeah. That was sickening. I hope... They probably just got kicked out. I mean...
No, they
season ticket.
Well, yeah, they got kicked out.
They didn't break the law.
Yeah,
or anything, but they got
what they did to Adam Jones was, I think... I don't know if they were pressing charges, but...
Yeah, because that's...
They were throwing stuff at him. Nothing that could hurt him, but it was just what they were throwing at him was just sickening as well.
Yeah.
And a guy that just doesn't, you
why
know,
can't you go to the
didn't
games,
do anything.
Get
he didn't
drunk
do anything.
And yell at Adam Frazier like everybody else. Sorry.
Adam.
I have more Twitter followers than you.
Hey, that helicopter up there, it's your mom. She's a helicopter parent.
She's disappointed in you.
That was honestly the
that was
thing.
The best game I've
he
ever
dug
been to.
But we so far, he found Adam Frazier's middle name.
drunk though too. We just did it as the fun of just messing.
I still
friendly
that
messing
guy
with the guy.
Is he still right? Does he write fire? Can you bring
Let's
up that Twitter handle?
Let me bring it up. Let me bring it up.
Like, cause if it's fire, we gotta give him a shout out. It's
where
easy
is he?
To that.
Yeah.
But no, like that's honestly one of the funniest baseball games I've ever watched.
Well, speaking of Twitter, I want to go to Twitter after you guys.
Every time I'd look back,
here
he
is,
he was
Taylor
like two
Maglin.
Runs down farther.
Oh yeah, that's what his name
was.
Taylor
awesome.
Maglin. My man.
What's up?
He has 8,631 Twitter followers.
I'm Frazier.
So,
6,632.
Wait, I'm going to Google it. I hope you're right.
It's something like that. Because he followed him, he lost one. And then I asked him how he felt.
5,663.
Ooh. He's gonna beat.
So he was
right.
Yeah.
You got a lot of followers that day.
So I found a Twitter. This is not anything with baseball, but I found a Twitter page. All right.
Sure, man.
We're just gonna
wait. Before we get into that, remember
show.
Last year how we talked about it was April the draft?
Yeah.
In that time, two other baby drafts have been born at two zoos.
Not any words.
Good, they didn't set up a live stream for us.
Ian to be obsessed with.
Well, I missed the live stream of those, and then I wish they would have.
No, you don't.
All
right, so I found a college student. It's called College Student, and I retweeted one. I'll go to that.
Oh, the shirt one? I get
yeah.
his Twitter notifications.
But this one is
18
to 22 is a confusing age. I got friends getting married, some in prison, and some still have to ask their parents to stay out past curfew. Besides the prison, I don't know. I think I know anybody in that age is in prison, but I literally know somebody, like people older than 22 that
I know people
ask for curfews, like friends
weird.
At home. Like, I mean, it's kind of not curfew, but like asked to go out. Like, it's very true. Like, this speaks to my life.
I do know people that have been to jail that are younger than 22. Like, I know those people. I don't associate with them.
Well, that's
but I know them, and it's not a strong life decision to go to jail before you're starting your adult life.
So then I found this one. It's college is nice. You can wear the same shirt 2 days in a row if you have to because your Monday, Wednesday, Friday people don't know about your Tuesday, Thursday life. Guilty.
Yeah, it's so true though. Like, I seen a post somewhere where it was like high school teachers like, oh, I'm giving you all this hard work to prepare you for college, and then the college professor's like, I'm really tired. I stayed out late last night. I'm just not gonna come in today. So have a good night. Like, it's so true though. Like, everything a high school teacher told you is completely opposite of what professors do.
MLA
like in high school,
format,
like,
my sweep behind, APA format, my sweep behind. I've written like two papers here.
But like,
oh really?
They start
to be nice.
Yeah,
they start
it is.
Like high school people, like high school teachers, are like, no, you don't need to know about my personal life. I'm not gonna talk to you. You don't have to ask me questions. And then like college professors are like, oh yeah, I have a drinking problem. I
talk
at the bar at midnight.
What professors do you have?
Yes, yeah,
no, like, this isn't like,
never
I
no,
a Robert
this is not personal experience. It's just like a post that somebody has. This is not from personal experience, but like that's like it's so true though, because like college professors are like so open. But, like some of them are so open, and then
wait,
other ones are like
need more reggae music.
Don't talk to me. But I just, it's like college is a whole other, like, I didn't expect to get this much different. It's pretty good.
Alright.
We're waving at Tornado.
Tori the Core Tour Guide, she tells Pringle jokes all the time. Yeah, Tori
the Tour Guide. So, Tori, how would you sell, if you're having a tour, someone's having a radio show like we are right now, what would you say? As she walks
away.
Open the door. Oh, we're hitting an interview. Live interview off the streets.
Tori
Play.
Tori.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Tori, I got a quick question for you. If a freshman is over their meal plan account, what should they do?
They could bulk order some food.
What do you like bulk ordering?
You could also donate some as
no,
well.
No, what? In your personal experience, what would you bulk order?
See,
in your freshman year with your extra food money.
I bulk ordered quite a few things in my in
specifically,
my time.
What kind of chip have you bulk ordered?
Chip?
It's a crisp.
They only offer Pringles. yeah.
So what you're saying is if a freshman has extra food plan money, they should bulk order Pringles.
And Gatorade.
And Gatorade.
Question from my roommate. Is the shot
going to
be today or tomorrow?
Today.
Okay.
Turn
down
yes.
What?
Did
you
just
talk
about
whatever?
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, Florida's entire tuxedo story.
We actually had plans today. We actually had like an A block.
What
B
tuxedo
block
story?
The one that I didn't have a tuxedo?
Oh,
Men's Warehouse.
Men's
you
warehouse.
Know, the only
I recall.
Other tuxedo
I
story.
I recall that situation.
Yeah, not the
so
best moment of my life.
What are you up to there, tour guide?
I called him sick to work.
Woo!
Didn't know you're live at Roma.
Yeah.
It's your boss, maybe.
Do you hear that?
Do you hear that?
Do you hear that?
Do you hear what the rock is cooking?
Can you smoke?
I'm starting a petition that we have to get to Dakota. All of the commercials you picked for live sports are so depressing. They're
We've
so
talked
sad.
About this. Dakota notes. Like,
I told him yesterday. I was like, what the heck?
No, like, listen. A dresser falls on a child.
I know!
On a commercial. A dresser
I know.
Crushes a small
and then
child.
They throw back to the studio and it will be all puppies. And I was like, Dakota,
yeah.
Take a hint.
And it's okay. Dakota knows that it's weird. He knows that it's, like, not a good situation.
I know. I'm not having it.
Me neither.
I want
like,
puppies.
He's aware that it's not an okay thing.
No. It's not good at all.
Can we just talk about how Tori went from walking by the window to pulling the chair?
That's how this show's going.
I'm really passionate about how his commercials are affecting
they're awful. I want
the happiness of people.
They're so sad.
A child, let me emphasize this. A child was crushed by a dresser in this commercial. Like, what is that advertising? What are you showing?
Then don't put your kid by a dresser.
Do it.
That's a good
staple.
That's a good motto.
Nail it
this
into
song
the
is called Summon the Island.
IKEA would do that commercial in a heartbeat.
I'm sure they would. And they'd spell
this.
It wrong.
I only play YouTube
they're
audio.
They're Swedish, right?
They're Swedish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Also,
Swedes alone.
They have
Sweden. Yeah, Dakota had the graphics ready, and I was like, Dakota, you spelled stadium wrong. And the entire time, they were like, oh, my God, it's Alec Quintiaga all over again. And Jimmy just walks in, and he goes, this is Alec's graphic. And we're like, we should really make new ones. And then we tried to find an Angelia's Pizza graphic, and in every single one, sponsor was spelled wrong.
I have just received a Snapchat from Rashad.
What's it say?
ZMPA.
It's his like ticket. I think he's taking a bus.
Is he taking the bus?
So I don't know. That looks like a bus. Yeah,
he should take a train.
He's taking a bus.
Chugga,
Rashad will be here in some hours. I don't know when.
Oh, Tornado also showed me finally this play that I was really hyped about last year on Broadway. I still haven't finished it, so I keep watching it when I'm tired. It's called Oh Hello.
Oh
Hello. It's amazing.
Can we talk about Greg's
totally
theatrical?
No.
Yeah, you know,
no.
Greg was in theater.
Greg
yeah.
has some experience.
He has a lot of experience.
Get your head in the game. Get your head in the game.
I'm a big fan of the woman that plays the disco ball.
For anyone who's not familiar, in his high school performance, Gregory Sutton played Troy Bolton.
Alongside his brother, Matt.
Which basically makes him famous.
He's basically a celebrity.
Morgan and I viewed his video.
And we had to watch
or
the real high school after.
Yeah, just to make
Fly
it a little bit.
It was a terrible
to justify the experience we had to watch.
Yeah, I wish, like, honestly, if my years on this earth were chapters in a book, that would be the chapter, as an editor, I would cut in an instant.
No, that's the epilogue.
No, because that gets
reads. Go back to that
because that gets reads.
No,
that's the opening chapter right there. That's the prologue. You just start out.
That can't
the
be
stage
the
lights come on.
No, we start with that, and then
gosh.
We go all the way back to your childhood.
Right, yeah, exactly.
It all started when I was born.
We had more than he did.
Greg, you have a lot of experience in the theater realm. You were also in Charlie Brown.
Oh, were you?
Were you?
I was.
What year?
My sophomore.
What character?
Yes. I was Pigpen.
You know, I was a really big fan of that kid that played Chad.
Chad, yeah. He's one of a kind.
He was something special.
Yeah, you should see his beard.
We did. On
is,
we also saw your smoky eye.
My smoky
eye. Your smoky eye.
Yeah.
You did a great smoky eye.
I didn't do that.
It was stellar. Next time we can contour. We're gonna make you look 10 out of 10.
Yeah, no, never again.
Mike Evans.
Will I partake
Michelle.
In
so I would like to point out that I have to leave for class in like 2 minutes.
Oh,
we can make it 50 after
before we go.
Is your class?
We can make the wheelie.
Tornado, I have a quick question.
You have time.
Tori,
what happened in there with the ceiling? what
ceiling.
That's a story and a half.
A darn bottle cap.
See, what I keep telling people is that it's too long of a story and I don't tell them.
All right. Fair point.
It's not. It was a mistakes were made.
Okay, lunch special.
I'm about to abbreviate that real quick, though. Bottle cap, light shade.
Chair
light,
pushing.
And then Greg almost getting head cut open by light fixture.
Greg was dangling.
Then mass chaos occurred.
Chaos did occur. One conclusion from this is that Mike Evans will, in fact, survive an apocalypse.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. So, like, summary.
So,
bottle cap, light, near death, Mike Evans apocalypse.
Yeah.
So, the dining menu.
I did not get the dining menu.
It came from Nancy Paul.
Ian, why don't you start us off with the PNC Colonial Cafe?
All right, give me a hot second here. All right, okay.
Tornado,
PNC.
You're going to read the Wheatley Cafe?
Spoon and fork lunch. Heinz 57 chicken.
I don't know what that means.
Kielbasa and sauerkraut. Pierogies and onions. A kraut pleaser is blue water, so that's fish, people. Soups of the day. Seafood
people.
Chowder. And tomato basil, Firehouse Grill, Salmon Club. Upgrade to the combo for exactly $3 more. So that's $3 more for a drink and fries. Wraps, made the order. Oh my gosh. The Bavissimo.
What are elephant?
Yeah, elephant ears.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I think they're dessert.
They're dessert.
Yeah,
yeah, they're like
and then,
fried dough.
The pizza today is Italian Supreme.
All right, Tornado, what do we got at Wheatley?
At Wheatley, for the lunch special, we got some tortellini with some creamy Cajun sauce.
Cajun.
Did I say Cajun?
You said Cajun. It's Cajun.
I said Cajun.
Cajun.
It's Cajun.
It's Cajun.
It's Cajun.
It's Cajun.
It's Cajun.
Cajun.
It's Cajun.
Cajun.
It's Cajun.
Oh, croissant.
Andouille.
I don't think it's that at all.
Sausage
whatever.
Sauce, right? For the soup today, we got some tomato, some chili, and cream of mushroom. And for our sandwich specials, some grilled cheese, Philly cheesesteak, and Mediterranean veggie melts. Mm. All right,
I'm going
what
to class.
All right, aroma. Let's real quick, cause I gotta get to class.
Read it fast.
Someone
can
put away my mic.
Pub,
what's my headset.
$7.95.
What's the
aroma? Fake pasta.
Jim, what's
I don't have the menu.
What's it your time?
Pancakes are for breakfast. That's a power move.
Pancakes are for breakfast. Chili dogs for chili cheese dogs for lunch.
Okay.
Soup of the day is cream and mushroom.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, thank you for tuning in to Fridays with Ian. Wow, great show.
Go, thanks for inviting me.
Oh, thank you.
It's like, you can put my shit away.
Okay.
I'm gonna go back to New York. We don't live outside anymore.
We live in Concord. Did you have, like, other work, class or something?
I'm gonna go back there. I called off work.
No, but did you just, like, roll up and then roll back?
No. So I emailed my boss and was like, hey, I, like, woke up sick today. I did not. But I also work volleyball today.
Ah.
We call for
volleyball
at Bones,
no, I don't.
And I typically work until 2. So
I'm parked over here.
Ah.
Okay.
Got up.
Fib.